What is going on with sunshine and clouds and all that? I'm Keith Seinfeld with Cliff Mass of the University of Washington, who I'm sure has some answers. But first, what should we expect today?
Well, unfortunately, today the marine air pushed in force. There's a lot of clouds all the way to the crest and slightly over. So today will be mostly cloudy with a little bit of drizzle in the morning, which will stop. And I'm hoping that we'll maybe have some thinning, some breaks in the afternoon. But temperatures are not going to get out of the high 60s. So it's going to be cooler, roughly 10 degrees below normal today.
And a nice sunset tonight, maybe?
Well, I don't know. It's iffy. I mean, I think there'll be a little bit of burn off, but, you know, there'll still be plenty of clouds. And in fact, the clouds will reform overnight, and tomorrow morning we could have more drizzle again. But then, as we see frequently in the summer, eventually the drizzle will stop, and we'll probably get breaks, more breaks tomorrow afternoon. So I really expect to see some sun in the lowlands away from the coast during Saturday afternoon. Temperatures only getting up to around 70, not much more than that.
So it'll burn off, but kind of barely, it sounds like.
That's right. We'll have a pretty good marine layer in, but the thing that's thickening up today is we have this upper-level trough that's coming in right now, and that provides upward motion that really keeps the clouds in.
And when I looked online, it looked like the little pictures show the same thing day after day after day.
That's right. As we go Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it looks all the same. You know, basically, we'll have clouds on the coast. The marine air will be thick enough that we'll have cloud formation in the morning in the interior. It'll tend to burn off late morning into the afternoon, and temperatures getting up into the lower 70s. And I think we're going to see that day after day until something happens, probably on Thursday. And right now, the models are suggesting a much stronger trough coming in, and that would bring some real rain. But that wouldn't be till Thursday.
Well, that's not supposed to happen at the very first of August.
The irony is, we're close to having the driest time of the year now, climatologically. In fact, I'm planning a dry sky party, which I do every year on the driest day of the year. And, you know, that's generally either the 29th or the 30th of the month. So that'll probably be dry those days. But it looks like we could get rain later in the week. And that is during a period that we're normally quite dry.
So what's the reason for this? Is there something bigger, cosmic, going on or what?
Well, we've seen this pattern that keeps on coming back. We have this persistent troughing along the West Coast. And then associated with that is the ridging in the middle of the country. So it's all very much interconnected. The fact that our trough is deeper than normal, their ridge is larger than normal. So they're getting this enhanced drought, and we're getting the enhanced low clouds. We're colder than normal, they're warmer than normal.
I think people might be wondering, what about this stuff that's coming across the ocean? You know, we heard about there's smoke that comes across from Asia. What kind of role is that playing in all this?
Well, that's probably not having an impact on this kind of pattern that we're seeing. But we have seen, you know, every little while, the smoke, the stuff that's coming across from Asia, those wildfires are still burning over vast areas of Asia. And when the flow pattern is right, we get a piece of that. Now, that happened again this week. We got a little bit more. People might have noticed there were some moments where the Cascades were hard to see. Some of our very sensitive observing equipment that's run by the Puget Sound Clean Air Agency and by the University of Washington showed some enhanced ozone and enhanced number of particles in the atmosphere. So every once in a while during the summer, we're going to see some of this Asian smoke, and it's not going to go away. I mean, those fires are going to burn the whole summer, and every once in a while when the flow pattern is right, some of that is going to get across the ocean to us.
Now, some members of the public have been wondering, listen, if this smoky stuff can be coming across the ocean, then why was it when the nuclear disaster happened after the tsunami in Japan, why was it that nuclear radiation didn't come across in the same way?
Well, that's a good question. And, you know, we did get a little bit of that radiation, but the whole issue is dilution. Fukushima was a terrible event, but it was at one point, and it was on one day. And so as that radioactivity goes into the atmosphere, as it moves across the ocean, it's mixed and diffused with vast quantities of air. And so by the time it gets to us, it's not very intense. And also, it was only emitted on one day, so we just got a pulse of radiation, and then it ended. Now, what's happening in Asia right now is completely different. We have smoke coming from fires over a vast area, you know, millions of square miles of area. And that is getting into the atmosphere, and it's coming not for one day, but this is happening over many months.
I'll keep that straight. Thanks, Cliff.
Keep warm.
Cliff Mass is a professor of atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.